Zelensky wants a meeting. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking in a video posted on Facebook Sunday evening, asking for a meeting with Russian President Putin. He stated that Ukraine's delegation is doing everything possible to ensure a meeting of the presidents. Zelensky also pleading for a no-fly zone over Ukraine, following a Russian airstrike on an airbase in western Ukraine that killed 35 people and wounded 134. Russia requesting military and economic help from China in its invasion of Ukraine. Russian forces killing American journalists Sunday in a suburb of Kyiv.
Brent Renault. It was 50 years old. He was an experienced journalist. He'd won a Peabody Award. He'd covered numerous conflicts in the past. And he was here to tell the story of the civilians who are caught up in this battle. What we know so far is that he was in the town of Irpin. He had passed through a Ukrainian checkpoint. He approached a Russian checkpoint, and at which point they opened fire on him. As the car tried to turn around, bullets riddled the car, and Brent was hit in the neck. He died on the scene.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv, Ukraine. A colleague of Renaud is expected to recover after also being hit by gunfire. President Biden says Russia is to blame for the soaring gas prices in the U.S. Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer telling Fox Reports Sunday that the blame lies with the Biden administration's policies.
Their answer is to try and blame anything. I mean, it was transitory for a while, then it was the greedy corporations for a while. Then they even suggested it was good. It was a good thing.
The American Automobile Association reporting the average price of gas in the U.S. is $4.33. Tom Brady is unretiring. The seven-time Super Bowl champ announcing on Twitter Sunday that he will return as quarterback with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This will be Brady's 23rd season in the NFL. Brady previously announcing his retirement on February 1st. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Oscar-winning actor William Hurt has died at the age of 71.
Hurt's family announced that he died peacefully from natural causes a week before his 72nd birthday. He had been fighting terminal prostate cancer, which spread to his bones. William Hurt rose to stardom in the 80s with the films Body Heat, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill.
So what do you think? If you'd been in touch with him, you could have saved his life? You have that kind of effect on the people in your life? Keep them all jolly, do you?
And in 1986, Hurt accepted the Best Actor Oscar for Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
I am very proud to be an actor.
William Hurt is survived by four children. Roger Stern, Fox News.
COVID-19 cases surging in China. Its worst outbreak in 2 years.
China reporting nearly 3,400 daily COVID-19 cases Sunday. That's double the previous day, forcing lockdowns in virus hotspots and school closings in Shanghai. Officials say 19 provinces are battling clusters of the Omicron and Delta variants. The city of Jilin has been partially locked down with hundreds of neighborhoods sealed up, while Yanji, an urban area of nearly 700,000 bordering North Korea, was fully closed off. Last week marked 2 years since the first lockdowns began here in the U.S. because of COVID-19. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Chase Briscoe winning the Ruoff Mortgage 500 at Phoenix Raceway. It's his first NASCAR Cup Series victory.
Into turn three for the final time. Driving for his boyhood idol, Tony Stewart, Chase Briscoe becomes the 200th winner in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Fox TV with the final call. Second place went to Ross Chastain and third place going to Tyler Riddick. NCAA March Madness brackets revealed. The top seeds in each region of the 2022 NCAA men's basketball tournament are Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, and last year's winner, Baylor. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.